Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Tired of nicks, cuts, and bumps? It's time to ditch the blade. Nair, the award-winning number one hair removal brand, gives you silky, smooth skin in as little as 3 minutes. That's smooth that lasts for days longer than shaving. Easy to use, blade-free, dermatologist tested, and made for all skin types. Plus, discover our new sensational fragrances that turn hair removal into a whole vibe. Shave less, glow more. Find Nair at all major retailers.
I love Glennie Balls. There are few people that have ever walked the face of the earth that I would trust less, even with super intelligence, to save the earth. So call me a lib. I'm taking Hill Dog with the Time Stone.
Okay, welcome to the bracket, episode 180. Today, it's kind of a secret topic for you guys. I think that some of you kind of have an idea what's going on. We have Robbie Fox on. We have Danny Conrad joining in as well. And today's topic, we're going to do what I'm going to say is... kind of like a superhero generator, because Superman, obviously, very in the news right now. So what I did was I asked a few of you different things to try and think of characters to use for this. I asked, for example, I asked Tommy, who are four people you would never trust with superpowers? I asked Che, who are four people you would trust with superpowers? And now what we're going to do is we're going to use a, we'll go do a little wheeling, a little yakking, I guess, and we will use a wheel to generate which power they have, and then we will seed them. And we will have them fight each other.
Wow.
Okay. What a twist.
And it's going to be who's the best or the worst.
Who do you think wins in a fight? Just straight up.
Got it. This power.
Gotcha. Oh, jeez.
Okay. This studio is way better than ours.
I'm enjoying this.
This is great. I love this desk.
Table, yep.
God damn, boys.
Better than Industrial Beach?
Significantly.
Yeah. As you can see, they're having quite a great time in the dog walk studio today. Shout out to Danny Lance helping us out cut cameras today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Lance. Yep. So Che got to choose the powers. This is coming from the guy whose number one superpower would be levitating.
About 6 inches of levitating.
That's right.
When I heard them say the studio is way nicer than ours, I was like, there's no fucking way
they're talking about ours,
right? The fucking plant we got in the back and shit.
Heavens no.
There was a fly infestation in here last week.
Yeah, big flies. Yeah. The biggest flies you've ever, like spider size. Like not filthy. Like spider, like I'm talking the spider that lives in Chicago, the flies were as big as him.
Oh, Daniel?
Damn.
We have centipedes, right?
Or we have a centipede infestation by the popcorn machine.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, is it by there?
Yeah.
That's actually horrifying. That reminds me of King
Kong. Why, you've been munching pop?
Always.
But before we get to all that, let's talk about Game Time, our favorite sponsor. There is nothing like getting to a baseball game, especially last minute. Lucky for us, we always use Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. Game Time makes getting tickets faster and easier. Prices on the app actually go down closer it is that you get to showtime. And instead of using it for Game Time, just because I saw Che, or using it for MLB, that is, I looked at Che in his jersey. I went to go look at Bucks tickets. You can get tickets right now to the Bucks opening matchup. $78, great view. Up in the 300s, but you're dead center half, right at that 50-yard line, get looks over everything. $78. And what is your stadium called again?
Raymond James Stadium.
Who the fuck is Raymond James?
The Bucks?
Insurance, yeah. Insurance. Raymond James Stadium. Ray J.
Ray J. Stadium. You can go to Ray J. Stadium.
Yeah, you can go to the Ray J. Stadium.
And no, just Ray J. Just go to Ray J.
Sorry.
Like the man that fucked Kim K.
Yeah.
Nice.
Pretty good.
You can get those tickets for $78. And you can put those savings back in your pocket and spend them at the ballpark on a hot dog, new hat, or some good old-fashioned crack.
Try to make a Ray J. joke. Got nothing.
Wait, yeah, I was
he had a
say
foot above his ball.
It was mid-air, so I held back.
So what are you waiting for? Go buy those tickets now with Game Time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code BRACKET for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it? Game Time. Okay, so again, you're doing, and I'll share my screen so that you guys can see what I'm looking at.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, so here's our superhero
Whoa.
Wheel. Here is our list. I blacked them all out so that you guys couldn't see who they were ahead of time. So we have the Che picks, we have the Anus picks, we have the Tommy Smokes picks, we have the Barstool picks. Robbie, you did give me some, but that was just a little too late in the process to be able to include.
Who are Barstool picks?
So these are some just employees.
Oh,
co-workers of ours.
Got it.
How are you confused by that?
I thought it was an actual Barstool.
I thought it was like people at Barstool gave you these people.
I'd like to give you a superpower of just common sense.
Ooh.
Oh. Fuck. I couldn't even imagine Tommy Smokes with that power.
My last Infinity Stone. I'd be fucking Bryce Dallas Howard.
power.
Yeah. For people listening, we were talking before the show that I should hook up with Bryce Dallas.
No, we weren't. Nick, no, we weren't.
I'm saying I could just see it. Yeah. I wouldn't be shocked.
I could see it too, vividly. Okay, so AI. Actually, I want to start from the top here with the Barstool employee list. So let's wipe out. Why does this? Why did they just change? Reset. There we go. So first up, we got Mincy.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So which superpower is Mincy going to get?
Uh-oh.
This could be borderline disastrous immediately.
He is going to... Oh, no. The Green Lantern ring.
He looks kind of like the Green Lantern in Superman.
I guess.
Something haircut. With the hair.
And, so and now the Green Lantern can just kind of think of anything and it materializes?
Anything. Mm-hmm. Absolutely anything you could think of.
Mincy gets everything for free, anyways.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. What would he want? Like, I can't think of him being able to be like in
tickets to like
a widespread
or something. Widespread
panic. He gets them.
Widespread panic. Like he just makes the tickets out of the Green Lantern.
He gets everything he wants.
Yeah.
He really does.
This wouldn't change anything.
Like Mardi Gras beads around his neck or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they.
Yeah. So it's just anyone who has that ring becomes the Green Lantern, basically.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, Mincy would. Hopefully be using his powers for good, but you could see him just being clumsy and like knocking out a skyscraper by accident.
Yeah.
New Orleans would be leveled.
So that's, all things considered, Green Lantern ring, not that bad.
Yeah.
Safe.
So next up we have Rico.
Oh,
another one. We could have a potential supervillain on our hands here. Yeah. We just heard him
screaming. Seems like he does have gamma radiation poisoning at times.
I didn't even put a Hulk thing in here. I should have. Oh boy.
Rico can control ice.
The immigrants are living Elliot? In that house.
I was about to say, Jack Mack should have had this power. Yeah. So Rico can actually, he needs that. He's kind of a hothead.
Iceman Rico? Yeah, it would kind of cool him
like
down.
He can just form ice?
Yeah, like who's the ice
like
guy?
Like Iceman from X-Men. Yeah,
yeah, so he
that's an Omega level mutant.
So Rico gets to control ice.
Which also, that's an allegory for him being gay. Not necessarily Rico, but Iceman, Bobby. He like comes out to his parents as like a mutant.
Oh, that scene. I was about to say, he definitely hooks up with Rogue in that. Does he not?
Am I thinking of Iceman, or am I thinking of someone? Maybe I'm thinking of someone else.
Yeah.
No, I think you're. There's a couple gay.
Nadu. Now we have Nadu. Now here, I'm going to say this right now. If you guys say Wheel is Just and all that, if it was real,
control
he would
fire.
Get no, he would get flight. Mm-hmm. He would have the power.
Oh, true.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, throwing it out there. If the gods are listening, there is a chance. Oh, I just passed it by. Oh no.
Broad
invisibility.
Oh no,
that's dangerous.
That's a felony,
dude. It waiting to happen.
This is, dude. If I just walk into my house and my broad is somehow pushed up against the wall, moaning.
this is the Hollow Man, the plot to the Hollow Man with Kevin Bacon. Okay, next up, lastly, White Sox.
I don't think he'd want to be invisible. He likes to be seen.
Yeah,
he does. Yeah. That's a great point.
I don't think he'd use that power either.
So White Sox Dave, another potential felony in the waiting here. Let's see, what does he get? Oh no!
Oh jeez!
He's just gonna be knocking shit over.
God,
telepathy. So he can read your read minds. White Sox Dave. That would actually be detrimental to his health, I think.
I say everything I think about Dave out loud. Again,
Dave would hate this power. A curse.
Oh, he would be miserable.
Oh my god, he'd be so pissed off. So telepathy for White Sox Dave. Now
he would read their mind and still like predict what they're gonna do wrong.
He would still not trust them.
So now we have Tommy's picks, which I asked Tommy for four people that you would never trust with superpowers.
Yes.
Starting off with Hillary Clinton. So let's see, what does
that was your first pick, Tommy?
Yeah, just came to mind. This is the most evil.
Let's see, what does she get? Tommy, by the way, not concerned with the Epstein logs.
No.
Said I'm looking into it.
Oh,
time travel.
Time travel.
She's right. Making sure that bullet goes through Trump, that's
yep,
for sure.
That's for absolute certain. Time travel for Hill Dog.
The first person to come to mind for me when Ken Jack, my unused pick of, of who I wouldn't want to have superpowers, was Nickelodeon's Dan Schneider.
It was.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been
so
great.
Hillary Clinton would travel back immediately and just pop that thang out of Monica's mouth, right?
Oh, yeah. She would just pop the thang out.
She'd pop the thang out.
She'd go back and campaign in Wisconsin, probably.
Not see Pokemon go to the polls. Next up, we have Lin-Manuel Miranda.
I fucking hate Lin-Manuel Miranda.
You know what's crazy is I love Lin-Manuel Miranda, and he almost made my list. I don't trust him as superpowers.
I think
Robbie,
based on Curb, it's just based on his character, and Curb was so unlikable.
Mm-hmm. Were you saying,
I remember before I even worked at Barstool, I was listening, and did you like vote him as one of your top three men?
So
I would take your man card.
It's not too far from what you're describing.
So but random man.
I said if you had to do the go to dinner with three people trope, but you had to like consider like you can't just pick three super fascinating people. You have to pick three people you think would get along. So he was part of mine. I said, like, I love Kevin Smith. Who do I think he would get along with? Lin-Manuel Miranda, Dave Grohl. So I just picked, like, three people that I thought would get along, and Nate, for the last 9 years, has held that over my head.
That doesn't sound like Nate.
Rightfully so, Eric.
So Lin-Manuel Miranda, what powers does he get? I should have had, like, super voice or something. That would have been terrible.
Telekinesis, so he could. So that means he could communicate,
like,
with us.
He can move. He can move shit with his brain, right. Professor X. Yeah. Oh, I actually kind of hate that.
Wait, what's the difference between that and telepathy?
Telepathy, you can read minds.
Yeah,
and this is you can move shit with your mind.
Yeah,
it's just the force.
Would that help in a fight?
Yeah, you can like throw shit with your brain. Like, think about it like that. Like, you could pick up a boulder and throw it with just your
reading
mind.
People's minds.
Reading people's minds is,
you could predict their next move
exactly.
Potentially.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One Sweet Tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
yeah, but I mean, if you have a huge fucking gun and White Sox Dave's like, I think this guy's going to shoot me.
he still doesn't really
do much.
I don't know how much it'll help him, but it would help a superhero, you know?
Next up, we have Kanye West.
Would life get better or worse if you could read minds?
It works.
He's crazy.
Way worse.
Yeah, he's nuts.
I think a lot of people withhold their like compliments to him.
Yeah.
Sure. But he would overreact to what the bad things they're thinking.
He wouldn't believe the compliments that you're thinking.
Yes.
So next up, we have Kanye West.
Oh.
Another one of Tommy's ones.
Yeah, he's manic.
Pray for the tribe.
Oh my God, if he got weather control.
I thought he was going to take it back from the enemy.
I think this is actually relatively harmless from Kanye. I don't know what he would do.
Teleportation?
With this.
Yeah.
Oh, teleportation?
Yeah. What's Kanye doing with that?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
I was trying to think of like what damage. What damage?
He can already get around pretty quick.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
He can already go anywhere.
And then, lastly, from Tommy, Glennie Balls. One last person he does not trust.
No, I don't trust him without superpowers.
Let's see,
Tommy. I'm surprised Trent didn't make the list.
Yeah.
The idea of Trent having a superpower
is my God!
No! We cannot give Glennie any sort of intelligence.
He has it all now.
Shit. I see a winner.
Like a Lex Luthor.
Smells like a champion.
Like a Lex Luthor.
Damn, this guy really paired his burger and drink well.
Holy shit, that'd be insane. Okay, so now we have the anus picks to run through. Starting off,
what was their like caveat? Worst?
I think best? I gave you guys. I don't even think I gave you guys the superpower knowledge. I just said give me give me some characters from your guys' world, more or less.
Yeah, people we've talked about. Yeah.
Okay.
Starting off with Jason Mraz.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
Call me a whore. Jason Mraz and he had
it's horrible.
No. That was not horrible.
No, no,
you ever heard the song? On me and you bet I felt it.
Oh, yeah. Strong ass Mraz.
Strong Mraz. Yeah.
He's just shattering ukuleles. Yeah.
I hate that. I hate the idea of a jacked up Mraz.
Jacked Mraz.
Oh, my God. Super.
Hat could barely fit on his head.
Oh my God. It's not I'm yours anymore, it's your mine.
Next up we have Gabe Lackman. If you want to
get
him,
he was the homosexual African American in our high school.
Oh, okay.
All right. Let's see. Was he overall a good guy, bad guy?
Great guy.
All right.
Robbie, you put his name together in your head?
Oh, I gotcha. Took me a second.
That's embarrassing.
I don't have super intelligence.
Glenny would have got that.
No, Glenn. It's all Glenn. Oh, yeah.
Gay black man.
No, that would be a superhero.
But if he's a good guy, he might just... gay people love sun.
They do.
It would be San Diego everywhere.
Weather control.
With random snow days.
Next up we have... Best Truman, who, if you want to give some background on.
I just, yeah, that's the wife of Harry S. Truman.
she won the award Best Pussy. Wait, for just having a vagina.
No.
Did she win hairiest?
She won hairiest, and she had the best pussy, but it got the hairiest.
No, like, Now Best Truman also has electric powers.
Yeah.
Okay, like the Emperor?
Like Electro and Spider-Man?
Like, some manipulating like Electro. All right. Powers.
Might throw her off if she's not used to the electricity.
And then lastly, Simon Birch.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Sorry. You know who Simon Birch is?
Simon Birch?
He is a... What disease did he have?
Almost all of them.
It's tough to say what he didn't have.
He was a little dwarf that killed his best friend's hot mom with a baseball home run.
Foul ball?
Oh, was it?
Yeah, he did not hit him.
There he is.
Was it Ashley Judd?
It might have been.
I think it was. It was a Judd.
From a movie?
What's going on right now?
There's a movie called Simon Birch. It's about a tiny little dwarven schoolboy. And it's just like the emotional ride of his life.
And then he has passed.
All right.
The whole thing is
saved a bus full of kids.
Yeah,
the whole thing in the movie is like he's like a little kid and they won't give him a shot and he gets on the baseball team and he gets an at bat,
kills someone,
he whacks this baseball straight foul, kills a woman,
kills his own best friend's mom.
His best friend's mom.
Never give him a shot.
Theatrically released or is
oh my God! And he cries on a bridge and screams up that he's sorry. It's one of the best movie scenes of all time.
He was still at the plate after they still had a pitch.
Yeah, I've definitely seen him before. I'll be honest. If you showed me that picture, I've seen that.
You definitely because of anus, I assume.
Probably
it was probably a lot of required reading in high school. It was A Prayer for Owen Meany is the book.
Gotcha.
If you guys ever had to read that.
Okay, so what to size? Size shifting for Simon Birch. A tall birch.
That'd be good.
Big birch.
A big birch would be bad.
He would kill so many people.
An airborne.
Yeah, I believe you can
that's
fly.
That's just funny.
An airborne birch is...
You just kind of swat him away.
You can't really do anything. Still not very strong.
Still punch him.
Still beat the fuck out of him. Probably easier. I wouldn't have to bend.
He couldn't even like catch the ball either because it's not speed.
No.
Punching an airborne birch out of midair like a fly is just like, oh my God. So now we have Che's picks. And Che, I asked, who are people that you would explicitly trust with superpowers?
Okay.
John Gruden.
Giannis was, of course, number one.
Right. Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Good answer. He's pure.
Yeah.
He's a nice enough guy. It's just one of the...
It's just a wild first name to come into your head for that.
And he's controlling minds. All right. Even someone trustworthy, once they could control minds, they start to get untrustworthy.
Yeah, that is kind of like the general plot of most of these movies. So mind control for Giannis.
There you go, Che.
This is where we start to go off the rails a little bit for Che, by the way.
This made me realize that I don't know any celebrities because he's like, name like four people you trust. I was like, all right, well, I don't want to do like personal life people. And he said, no Barstool people. So I was like, all right.
$4.
Who do I know?
And that's how we ended up with Adam Schefter.
I didn't know this was going to be a battle to the death with all these people.
Adam Schefter. It gets better. I promise.
Good guy, doesn't lie.
He's going to be able to...
Super speed.
Well, he's got a flash. He's kind of got that already, to be honest.
Yeah.
Reporting wise. He's very quick to the reports.
Super speed for sure.
Also, he could comment on another superhero battle. He could say, assault. His famous line.
Yeah, he could just sprint around the globe. And that's how we ended up with Tony Dungy. Sorry, I forgot to misspell that.
He almost looks more like a supervillain, to be honest.
He is famously...
No, he's so nice. Straight down the middle. Family guy, God guy.
I don't think straight down the middle. Maybe a little lean towards one direction.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Fire. He's burning the game.
The games are toast. So, control fire.
And Che is like, give him powers.
Yeah.
Let's see what this guy could do.
His powers, Tony Dungy.
Yeah, keep it
with a different spelling.
Oh, shit.
What is fire?
You gave Tony Dungy.
I gave Tony Dungy powers.
And then the last one in this draft, of course, who is one person who would really, truly want to have superpowers in this world to help us all. Che knows what's coming. Brian Windhorst. Brian Windhorst, NBA reporter.
You really don't know celebrities, huh?
I don't. Yeah. Well, I was thinking if I said, like, you know, Brad Pitt or George Clooney, like, they're acting. They could be liars. These people, I feel like, are trustworthy.
All
right.
Yeah.
It's the only people. What is Brian Windhorst, notable
Tell
big
me
boy
he have? Can make another Brian Windhorst.
Oh,
my God.
Go on. Oh, damn. Heat vision for him.
All right. That's this guy, right?
Yes, that's that
guy.
Correct. Yeah. Heat vision. Okay.
Steven, didn't you make that meme?
I recorded the video of it and put it out.
Wow. You were the first one to do that, right?
Yes.
That's a wild fact.
The claim to fame.
So here's our list of superpowers. Mincy with the Green Lantern ring. Rico can control ice. Nidu has invisibility. White Sox Dave has telepathy. Hillary Clinton has time travel. And you can see the rest of this.
I feel like we each one's their own little bracket, right?
Yes, it's its own its own little mini, like, best out of four group, I guess.
Okay.
Any one of these stand out to you right now, Tommy?
I mean, Glenny Balls with super intelligence is frightening.
Yeah.
The Green Lantern ring, I feel like, might be the most powerful thing on this list.
Yeah.
But it's with the least powerful man.
Mind control. Giannis with mind control is up there.
But, like, he would get people to do what he wants.
Right, he would just be even better at basketball.
Because he'd be controlling the other.
Yeah, but give me the ball.
Yeah.
So are we debating who would win in a fight or, like, who's the most powerful?
I think my initial thought was that it is a battle between the two of them and who comes out on top.
So we would have Mincy with a Green Lantern ring versus White Sox Dave with telepathy?
Yes. That is like my general thought process.
Yeah. What about would that just be like a what about who's the most who would be the most
the best hero?
The most powerful, successful, or, I don't know. Or but we could just do a battle.
We could do it like which one of these would be the better, like if you could have one superhero on Earth, which one of these would be the better one, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that. Like who would we want?
Who would be able to save Earth?
Yeah.
Who
would where we have a bad villain and we need one of these people to save us.
Yeah. You guys want to do that?
Yeah.
That works with me.
Yeah.
Rising from the ashes is Lin-Manuel.
Wait, sorry, I'm just like backing up on the rest of these.
So yeah, who would you want to save Earth, I guess?
Correct. Yeah. Weather and best.
Like, not all these people would save Earth.
You right. Know? You got to.
Like, I don't think they would. They wouldn't want to save Earth. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. Jason Mraz.
Mraz would have some kind of like Earth. As I've proven motives. Time and time again, yes. I'm yours.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's run through this. Starting out with you, Che. Who do you think would be the better hero for Earth? Mincy with the Green Lantern ring versus White Sox Dave with telepathy.
I mean, I like Mincy, but I can't picture him saving anything with, even with the Green Lantern ring at his disposal. White Sox Dave with telepathy, so he can read minds. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, he can read minds.
Is this like Jean Grey, like Professor X?
Yes, in that they can read minds, but they can't do the telekinesis part of it. They can't. He can't like throw shit, move shit.
He just knows what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I could see White Sox Dave as a budget-rate action hero, so give me White Sox Dave over Mincy in this.
Didn't see that coming. One vote for White Sox Dave reading minds. Danny.
Mincy's losing that ring the first day. It's going to get in the wrong person's hands. Dave?
He's going to give it to Alex Stein.
Yeah.
White Sox Dave, even if he can read people's minds, I don't know what he would do with that information in a successful way. if that makes sense. I don't know how he'll even use that to his advantage. I'm going White Sox Dave as well, just because I don't think Mincy will be able to control his powers, even if he does have them.
Two votes for White Sox Dave. Nick?
No, so the offense. Green Lantern ring, it's whatever he's thinking about will like materialize?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh. So it's just going to be, he's going to overwhelm Dave with a bunch of interns. A sea of interns moving like World War Z zombies to overwhelm Dave. I'm taking Mincy.
One vote for Mincy. I was thinking he would just make another Mincy with the ring.
That's maybe. What he does think about that Mincy. Almost
a
exclusively.
A Mincy to sit at his desk while he goes and throws a game.
Talking to each other all day.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave would kill himself if he could. Oh my God, if Dave could, reading two Mincy's minds, he'd die. His nose would start bleeding and die.
KB.
Yeah, Dave with that power, what he would just be, he'd become the weakest man in the world. He'd crumble. Mm-hmm. He'd be depressed. I guess Mincy with the ring.
So we're 2-2 right now, Robbie.
I'm going to go White Sox Dave. I think both of these people would just want to show off their power at all times. I think Mincy would be like, check out this ring I got. Mm-hmm. And exclusively, though, want to use it for himself, unfortunately. I think White Sox Dave would also be the kind of guy to just be like, I know what you're thinking right now. I fucking know what you're thinking. I bet you don't think I do, but I know what you're thinking.
Yeah,
he would. And then he would just go in circles with that. But I think eventually he would help somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Mincy, I love, but I think he just helps Mincy.
More harm than good, potentially, yeah.
Definitely.
So we are 3 for White Sox Dave, 2 for Mincy.
I just asked ChatGPT to make an image of Ben Mintz as the Green Lantern. Oh. I think that has a lot of potential. I think it's easily Ben Mintz at the Green Lantern. I mean, it's just based on, like, it's not, you know, I'm not voting it because of Mincy, but mind control, or no, not even mind control. Mind reading is just, I mean, the Green Lantern ring, I mean. He might lose it. That is the biggest thing, as Danny said. He could
and
lose it.
And then it's more harmful.
And then O'Block ends up with the Green Lantern
truly,
ring.
But truly, if it was like, hey, the world is about to be fucking invaded by aliens and we got to send one guy out and it's White Sox Dave reading their minds, like, that's not going to do anything.
Like, they're not even going to be thinking in language.
Right? He's like, I don't know. They said gibber. And like, at least Mincy, there's a hope. And Mincy does love Mincy, so he might embrace being a superhero and like, mm-hmm. be like, hey, I'm a superhero. Like, just like casually mentioning people at the bars.
Any free food for a superhero?
Oh my God. His secret identity would be gone immediately.
Yeah.
No secret identity. At any point.
So I'm going Mintz with the Green Lantern ring.
So we are 3-3. So when I'm looking at this, it's a tiebreaker.
Oh my God, this looks incredible so far. It's not finished generating.
Send it to the chat the second
potential.
That's done. So Mincy, between these two, I think right now what I'm thinking is in terms of damage control, and I think Mincy can do so much more damage with the Green Lantern ring than White Sox Dave can, even if White Sox Dave can't do more good.
Agreed.
So I'm going to go with White Sox Dave and get him forward. But he can't help. You know what? I'm going Mincy.
This is an incredible good image pivot. I'm sending right now.
Yeah. Oh my God. I can't wait to see that. So next up, we have a matchup of Rico with Ice Control versus Nadu, who is invisible.
Oh my God.
That's a good matchup.
And I think for this sake, I think Nadu's got to be butt naked for it to work. He can't wear clothes. Oh
Mincy Green Lantern's crazy.
Oh my God. I can't. Jesus Christ, this is going...
What was the... What did you type in for this prompt?
Make...
Smokes.
Yeah, see exactly what I said.
Because it doesn't know exactly what Mintz looks like.
No, clearly. It does. I said make an image of Ben Mintz as the Green Lantern.
That is going to be the thumbnail for this video. Butt Naked Nadu, who is invisible, versus Rico with ice powers, starting with you, Tommy.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work and then the happy hour right after. The Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together. And of course, their denim. Because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
I mean, like we said, Nadu with invisibility is just going to Latina countries.
Yeah.
Just going, spending a lot of time in Central America. Rico, you know, he would first spend time defeating his enemies with the control ice. Yeah. But, you know, I think he might, like, if Dave told him go, like, he'd be like, all right, Dave told me. Like, he would be a superhero if Dave told him to. Like, he'd get a better contract. So I'm going to go with Rico controlling ice.
One vote for Rico on the ice.
I'm going to go with Rico as well. I'm a rider, and I think I almost picture this battle like the ending of Doctor Strange, where Doctor Strange realizes I'm not going to be able to face Dormammu one-on-one, but I can outlast him. And I think Rico is the kind of guy, you could beat him 1,000 times, he's getting up every time, and you got to face him again. Mm-hmm. So I think it's Rico based on pure heart and outlasting.
All right, two votes for Rico, KB.
So what is ice control?
You get like, you can like shoot ice out of your hands.
You ever
like
see Frozone? The Incredibles Frozone? Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, that could be dangerous, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can make icicles and just stab people in the ice.
Mm-hmm. Shoot icicles at people.
I feel like we were underrating invisibility.
From Nadu, though.
Yeah, he's invisible.
We're looking for someone to save the world.
Yes.
Give me Nadu. I want to see what he can do. I got to materialize. I got to conceptualize first, but then, yeah.
He's just going to like
a walk. I'm trying to picture in my head an end of world event, and Nadu just can't be seen.
I can't picture him invisible.
I know.
He shouldn't be so hard. I keep picturing him.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
It's a floating chain.
It's just a floating chain. And the glasses, too, yeah. I kind of wish his hair wasn't invisible. Like, the rest of him was invisible.
That stays the same. It's floating.
Just like the Lego haircut, yeah. You're up, Nick.
Just like a tiny palm imprint on a big fat ass at all times. Can't get it to go away. I don't know what that is.
Sophia.
I mean, I feel like ice powers is a little bit better than invisibility in this case. So I'm going with Rico.
Yeah, I mean, they're actually kind of like at odds even with their powers. Like Nadu loving Latinas and Rico controlling ice. Like that is actually, yeah, right. It doubles up. Yeah.
It's the only way he could defeat Nadu.
By controlling ice. Yeah. He can't ever get abroad again. Danny.
Regardless of his power, I think I'm taking Rico pretty high on this one for the future bets to come. Rico, ice. Well, first of all, imagine ice cold high new can. That's going to do a little more damage.
True.
Just making people slip in front of you, too. I think Rico can really fuck some people up with some glaciers. Mm-hmm. Nadu, that's just wasted talent, making that man invisible. So give me Rico all day.
What other powers did we have left on the board when we were done?
We
had metal control, self-replication, force field, size shift. Size shifting Nadu would also be dangerous.
I just made Ben Mintz's Batman. And people say this isn't worth $20 a month. Yeah.
Make Nadu invisible.
Make Nadu invisible. Yeah. Ask him. What would it do? Yeah.
He'll make your girl invisible.
Jay.
Mince's Batman's great.
I said, make Jeff Nadu invisible, and they said, done. Nobody can see him now. That's fucking. You are one cheeky. Let me say, mate, no. We'll make it like an image where he's got the superpower.
Okay. Jay.
Rico's old profession is known, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
I think so, right? Yeah.
Yeah. 1,000%. Okay. So, I mean, that would be a great service to
the world.
He was a firefighter, and now he can control ice. He could put out fires nonstop. Staten Island would be the safest place on the world as far as
he could.
As,
he would probably
arson.
Rather use it to, like, make someone slip getting off an airplane.
Yeah, I was going to say, the fire department would be like, Rico, please. And he'd be like, no, someone just tweeted at me.
I mean, you piss Rico off, you're a block of ice 30 seconds later.
Yeah.
I got to ice up a 737 engine real quick.
We're getting a second Titanic within the first week.
Yeah.
The LAX runway. Yeah. Needs a nice
icing over.
Whoever's playing Nate Oates.
It's the first, the first time it's ever snowed at LAX. In July. Okay, so Rico's going to move on. Now we have from the Tommy section, Hillary with time travel versus a super intelligent Glenny Balls. Starting out with you, Che.
I mean, Hillary with time travel, she probably wins the election, no? In 2016.
I mean, if she can't win the election with the power of time travel, then.
So, you know, maybe she becomes president and is ruling over the world, whatever it was, 9-10 years ago. So, that's versus who, sorry?
A super intelligent Glenny Balls.
Super Balls.
Because now we just have regular intelligent Glenny Balls. So, imagine him at super intelligence.
Yeah, I mean, certainly he would probably, you know, jazz up Sunday conversations, booze and burgers, everything he's a part of, only stands. I feel like, and that's not a slight on Glennie Ball, it's a slight towards any of us, we can only take that so far. I mean, Hillary.
Do you think with superintelligence he would just be better at OnlyFans?
Like, well, that was a really insightful question.
Yeah. I would hope he would be curing cancer and shit with superintelligence, not just like being better at interviewing porn stars.
He's talking like quantum physics with Shawn Michaels. Like, what are you?
I'm basically picturing Glennie Balls with like a 113 IQ.
I'm picturing he's just doing OnlyFans, but he's wearing glasses now.
That's it. I mean, we can't forget that Glennie Balls cannot stay awake for that long.
No, 16 so hours, that's all he's got.
Yeah. So where can he take these powers? I'm going to take potentially Hillary.
But you think Hillary being president would save the world?
No, I mean, I think she would be the most powerful. I think she would be more powerful than Glennie Balls with super intelligence.
Bold.
Super intelligent balls, such a good. I love the concept, Danny.
It's almost impossible.
I will be having ChatGPT make super intelligent.
Danny.
So, like, are butterfly effects into account here with Hillary time traveling? Could she fuck up?
I think you have to take it into account with time traveling,
right? I think a super intelligent Glennie Balls is smarter than a time traveling Hillary still. And for that reason, I'm going with super intelligent Glennie Balls, partially because I want to see the content that comes out of it.
Mm-hmm. So we are 1-1 right now, Nick.
Yeah, this is essentially Glennie Balls with the ability to light a lighter.
Yeah.
Which is, quite frankly, unstoppable.
But I think if he had this super intelligence, he could kind of guess where Hillary was going to be. He could probably build a time machine.
Bingo.
So I'm going Glenn B.
Glennie Balls, 2-1.
Decent workaround. Yeah.
KB?
Balls aside, I'm trying to just match up super intelligence and time travel. How super is the intelligence? Would he just be the most intelligent man on Earth, or would he be way beyond that?
I think he needs to be smarter than the smartest person on Earth by like a factor of two. That's what I'm thinking in my head. I don't know about you, Robbie. Like,
yeah.
In comic book world.
That feels fair.
But then time travel is essentially just unlimited mulligans.
Unlimited mulligans.
Well, give me balls. I still got to figure out what he'd do with it, but give me balls.
Well, he'd be still doing OnlyFans, and as we agree. Yeah.
Right. I love the just visual of him of interviewing a Bella Danger with like glasses, like, low, like reading
like a lab coat.
That's the image.
I love Glennie Balls. There are few people that have ever walked the face of the earth that I would trust less, even with super intelligence, to save the earth. So call me a lib. I'm taking Hill Dog with the time stone.
One vote for Hillary. Sorry, 2-3-2 right now in favor of super intelligent Glennie Balls. Tommy.
I think super intelligence would actually hurt Glennie's brand. Like, I think people aren't like, oh, I fucking love Glennie Balls, he's so smart. Nobody's ever said that sentence.
No.
Like, it would take away some of his charm and his allure.
Yeah.
But I do think, you know, Glennie Balls loves pussy, and if saving the world would get him more pussy, I do think he would give it an honest effort. And so I'm going to go Glennie Balls at super intelligence.
This would be awful, not
the best ChatGPT image. I might
redo that one.
I might have to like prompt it a little.
Say Glennie Balls from Sunday Conversations.
Yeah, that will definitely help. Yeah. So now
Glennie Balls having Hillary Clinton in a figure four leg lock.
And then the Walls of Jericho. So now we have Lin-Manuel Miranda with telekinesis, again the ability to move things with your mind, versus a teleporting Kanye West. Starting with you.
Sorry, what is it against?
It is Lin-Manuel Miranda with telekinesis versus Kanye West with telepathy. Or, sorry, teleportation.
I guess it's Lin-Manuel with telekinesis.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, Lin-Manuel Miranda, I think he's a runt, but he's not a bad guy.
That's like one of the meanest things that you can describe someone as, a runt.
And coming from me. Kanye is obviously like a bad guy, and he's moving around. I actually don't know how much harm he could do with teleportation. It's just like, oh, Kanye.
He's at every award show.
Right,
he's
Kanye's in New Zealand again. Yeah, he's just doing and I don't know if he'd want to save the world. Lin-Manuel Miranda would be like, oh, this will be good for my career if I save the world with telekinesis. So I'll take him, I guess.
He would write a musical about him saving the world for sure. Yes. Yeah.
Robbie?
Lin-Manuel, of course. Gotta go with my guy.
Yeah, it's your number one guy.
LMM.
Yeah. KB?
And what is telekinesis again?
Move things with your mind.
Sometimes also like blow things up with your mind. Like the guy from Accepted. True. The pineapple.
What would Lin do with
good
that
pull.
What would Lin do with it? Could not tell you. I think
black
he would use it to like
thespian's ass shake.
I think if it's like aliens come down, you like pick up their ship and throw it into space.
Mm-hmm. That could work.
God, that would.
Oh my god!
Suck.
Yeah, that
have him be.
Give me Lin with that power. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Three for Lin, Nick.
Yeah, you got to go Lin here. I think that's just overpowered. Kanye, again, like he's maybe he's too selfish. I'm still thinking about smart Glennie Balls. As soon as like it happens to him, he's like, oh, my God, what am I doing? He introduced himself as Glenn Testes. I need to change.
Can you put your breasts away, please?
Please, I'm Glenn Testes now.
Glenn Testicles. MD. MDJD. Yeah.
Glenn Testicles, MD.
Jay. Or sorry, Danny.
I think Kanye could ruin the world with teleportation if he wanted to. Also, if you're like fighting against him, he can just poof real quick. Get away from the attack, but for that same reason, I got to go Lin because you can't trust Kanye with that kind of power. Mm-hmm. Oh,
I think Kanye shows up like right in front of whoever's doing the national anthem at the Super Bowl to sing the Hail Hitler song.
Yeah.
Or something. I think that's how he's using it.
He would definitely use it for more practical, jokey, but mean spirited, things than anything good. Starting now out to you, Che.
I'm going Miranda. We might see a Lin Sanity type run.
Oh my character. God.
Good. He held on to that one. He's waiting
good.
For that
I like that.
Good hold on that one. So Lin-Manuel Miranda is going to move on. Before we get to the second half, let's talk about Blue Chew. You guys know the ad read. I feel like these guys love rhymes. They love play on words. Guys, enter the room dick first. Blue Chew isn't just a tablet. It's a cheat code for your crotch. Stronger, harder, and longer lasting, like someone gave your downstairs a pep talk and a gym membership. The original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. It's not a supplement. As we were just talking about this before, Robbie, it's an erection resurrection.
It is. They love the rhymes. I always talk about that.
We're always talking about that. Guys, this isn't about performance. It is about your legacy or third legacy. Give up your... give her group chat something to talk about. Man, now, can you imagine finding that secondhand in a girl's group chat that they were talking about how good you were at
your
sex?
Your third legacy?
Yeah, my goodness.
I would ride that high for a decade. It would be incredible. You know, when you lay it down, that they're talking about how it gets up. Nothing makes you more of a legend than a little bit of Blue Chew. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. As always, get your first month of Blue Chew free. Use promo code BRACKET at checkout and pay $5 for shipping. That is it. Join Blue Chew's mission to upgrade humanity one thrust at a time. Head to BlueChew.com for details and safety info. And a big thank to Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. Which one did you just say?
He tried to redo the Glennie Ball one, but it's just a neon sign behind him that says Theo Vaughn was right.
Right about that.
I said, make it look more like him, but have him be eating ice cream and interviewing a hot girl and include something about Theo Vaughn.
I love that Theo Vaughn was right. In this fictional world where Glenn is humanity's last hope, we were torn apart by a Theo Vaughn take.
All right, on the other side. First up, we have... Controlling the weather, gay black man. Going up against Electric Control, Best Truman. So,
oh my God.
An old bag, former first lady versus gay black man who controls the weather, like an inverse storm, I guess, in a way. Starting with you, Tommy.
I mean, I think I would rather have gay black men be able to control the weather. It'd be sunny all the time, but how much power would that really... I don't know if that could do... That could really save the world.
You can control like lightning and stuff too. It's like Storm from X-Men, where like you
got
zap
it.
Shit and throw
the
gusts.
Old lady with electrical powers.
Yes, no. I'm saying gay black man can also do.
No,
that.
I know. I'm saying the old lady is.
Yeah, she controls like all electrical currents.
Best.
I bet she'd do some good with that. You know, she's got America in her blood. Her husband dropped those bombs.
Sure did.
True.
I think you know she might be like, oh. You think my husband did damage? Like, wait till you see what I got in store for Japan.
Oh, my God.
I hope not.
Best Truman unleashed on the archipelago.
It's my turn, Harry.
I guess I'll go Harry Truman with electric.
Sorry,
or whatever.
Best Truman.
Best Truman.
One vote for Best Truman.
I'm going back and forth because I know we're not pitting these two against each other necessarily, but I feel like Best Truman can be taken out by the weather. Mm-hmm. I feel like if she's controlling electricity in that way and someone strikes it down with fucking lightning, she's done.
You're done.
So I feel like maybe aliens can do the same thing. For that reason, I can't take Bess. I'm going with what's the
gay black man?
Gay black man with the weather. Gay black man with the weather.
Blackman.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Blackman. Gay Blackman.
Gabe Blackman.
Yeah, gay Blackman.
That's what we're saying. Right?
Gay black man. That's what I said.
KB.
Gay Blackman. So Bess's power would be controlling electricity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you use that to kill?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Fry someone up.
You can stop their fucking heart from beating with other the electrical currents.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Give me Bess with with that power. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two votes for Bess Truman. Nick?
So Bess is known. She was kind of really behind the scenes. They don't know much about her legacy. They said she calmed down Harry. I don't know what that means.
Not calm enough.
Yeah, right? Imagine, if she did a good job at that, imagine the destruction he would have caused.
Ooh, yeah, true.
But I think she's pretty level-headed. I'm going Bess.
Three votes for Bess Truman. Bess Truman. Danny.
I think controlling the weather is the coolest power of all these. And you get to use... So you'd have rain, lightning, even be able to zap someone with lightning, I think, is very underrated. I'm going to have to go with our guy, Gabe Blackman.
Thank you.
Two votes now for Gabe Blackman. Che.
Actually, I'm going to switch to Gabe Blackman.
Oh.
I think he, in a way, he could cause world peace with perfect weather. I think if it was always sunny and no humidity and 75 degrees, I think... I mean, it's a risk, but I'm going to go Gabe Blackman.
Yeah, we're talking.
What do they say about the sweet?
The sweet. Oh, the sweet isn't a sweet without the sour.
Exactly.
But saves us from the end of the world, like an apocalypse. That's always terrible weather, lightning, dark clouds.
It is funny to imagine an apocalypse, but like a really nice day.
Yeah,
the rainbow, 78 and sunny apocalypse.
Well, I'm thinking of that apocalypse, like one of the movies the Obamas made. Remember that?
End of the world or whatever.
Leave the world behind. Very nice weather. Technology was out. We were fucked.
So right now we have three votes for Gay Blackman and then two votes for Bess Truman. Che?
He's saying it weird, isn't he?
Yeah,
he
was.
Gay Blackman.
Gay Blackman.
No. Yeah, there it is.
Well, I was saying it that way the whole time.
No.
Mm-mm.
Che?
In X-Men, I did a rewatch of the cartoon, actually, somewhat recently. With my son, and the coolest, looking back on it, the coolest character with the most power, in my opinion, is Storm, because she can control the weather, all the lightning, all the tornadoes, anything she wants to get the best of the bad guys. I think, you know, with these two characters being somewhat unknown to regular people walking around, I'm going to go with Mr. Lackman and his ability to control the weather.
Blackman.
Yeah. Gay Blackman is going to move on with his weather control. Now we have Jason Mraz with super strength. I forgot. Against a flying Simon Birch. This is the Battle of the Titans.
Oh, man.
Couldn't script it up better for Anus. Airborne Simon Birch versus super strong Jason Mraz, starting with you, Che.
I mean, Mraz is not a fighter, and I don't think that he's a protector of worlds. Sure, he has a nice fedora once in a while, but I don't know what other qualities he's bringing to the table. Whereas, who was he going up against?
Simon Birch.
I mean, flying is at least like intimidating, can get from one place to another, can also offset Simon's height. So give me Simon Birch.
But I think he's frail.
He's just like a.
What's he going to do? He's going to be literally a pest. Like, bugs can fly and they don't.
He would fuck it up somehow, too, being able to fly.
If he hit him, I mean, his Simon first Birch being shot, he killed someone.
He'd be very
reckless. I picture the baby from The Incredibles.
Jack.
Powers just going haywire the whole time. Mm. It's causing more harm. But who was the other one? Sorry?
Jason Mraz.
Super strength? Yeah, that's not doing anything. That's another wasted talent. I think Jason Mraz is the wearing
perfect
a fedora
man to have super strength.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. So what are you thinking, Danny?
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission to deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
I'll still go Miraz just because Birch is going to fuck this up himself.
Mm-hmm. So we are one vote for Miraz, one vote for Simon Birch. Nick?
Think about how demoralizing it would be for the enemy if Mr. AZ was just scatting as he was beating the shit out of people.
It was like that NHL fighter. He was like, bang, bang.
And he's just destroying you with a fedora. Like, that's so... he would probably... It's almost like that that scene in the beginning of Troy where they settle it just like my best against your best. And they would be so demoralized after seeing that one fight would be done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going Mr. AZ.
Miraz with two votes. KB?
The Wizard of Oz and Oz and Falalas, right?
you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I might have heard that one.
Yeah. Miraz, so with super strength, he'd be able to maul like a lion or a bear?
Ease, with ease.
Oh, yeah.
So we're talking like Hulk?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I was thinking like Superman strength.
That's what I was thinking, like Superman level strength. Like you can hold up a building.
Oh my God! Yeah,
his clothes are ripped, but he's just wearing the fedora.
It doesn't rip. No, he has like one of those special fedoras. It's like made out of like carbon alloy that can't be destroyed.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So, what are you thinking, KB?
Yeah, give me Miraz. Yeah,
another vote for Miraz.
It's crazy that this is even a competition. We have a world-ending battle ahead of us. Do we send in like the little handicapped boy who has a manslaughter charge, or do we send in the Hulk? It's Jason Miraz.
Yeah.
And Miraz is going
to
move on.
Yeah, I think Miraz is one of the best people on the list to have this super strength power, too. There's something noble about him. He's not in it for the wrong reasons.
Yep.
He just fucking loves
people. He never asked for this power.
Right. He loves humanity. It was given to him.
It was bestowed upon him, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the little boy would fuck it up royally. Like, he does everything else.
Yeah, so he might save the world, save the world with one song.
Imagine with him.
Yeah,
imagine.
Yeah,
he might even need to use the I'm Yours strength. Has on Spotify.
Yeah.
Is it Billy?
No. Two.
Oh, damn.
Miraz.
Wow.
So
you rarely see a two Billy.
Two Billy on I'm Yours.
So, Miraz is super strength. that thought process now of him skippity-skippiting on people as he beats the shit out of them. Oh. It's brutal. So now on the top side, Chase picks, we have a super speed Adam Schefter versus a controlling fire Tony Dungy. Who do you trust to save the world? Let's start with you, Che.
So I'm going to admit I forgot about Dungy's problematic background against
homosexuals. I was going to say, it's probably not the guy that hates a group of
humans. In which case,
he
would probably scorch them.
It is a problem.
I don't know.
He would, though. I bet he'd save a lot of people.
In which case, Tony would scorch them.
He'd be Homelander.
Tony, don't scorch the gays.
Jeez. So I don't know that he's going to be using that power for good. Overall, I viewed him as kind of a protector, father figure type character.
It's also an evil power inherently.
But Schefty with super speed. I mean, he's got super speed as far as news getting and reporting and stuff like that. I have said that I think he could break world news, and he has done that. I mean, if he had super speed, his powers could know no limits. So I got to go my guy Schefty.
One vote for super speed Adam Schefter. Danny.
Yeah, I'm just going to avoid having to defend myself. I'll go Schefter. And not choose Dungy for his problematic past.
How fast is his super speed? Like, the Flash was able to reverse the spin of the Earth.
I'm thinking Flash. That was my first thought.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Adam Schefter.
He's reversing trades in real time.
I'll go Schefty then.
Three votes for Schefter, KB.
Yeah, give me the guy who can scorch the Earth over a fast guy.
But how can you ever use that power for good? And it, not have
you
burn your casualties, though. That's what I mean.
Burn
you,
your enemies?
You burn your enemies down, and then something else catches on fire with a gust of wind.
Well, listen, you need to crack a few eggs to make an omelet. Mm. Like, he's better chance of defeating this alien force. Yeah, he might take out some
What if they have fire extinguishers? What if they have fire extinguishers, the aliens? Then we're fucked.
They don't have fire extinguishers.
That's not being crazy.
In outer space.
Why has all of San Francisco been torched?
It's gone. Fire Island is gone. West Hollywood is in
flames. I'll battle you aliens, but this battle goes down in San Fran.
Why do they burn Jason Mraz? Wait a minute.
Oh, don't do that, Mraz. So we're three for Schefty. One
common misconception.
One for Tony Dungy.
Oh, I got a great image of Miraz as
super strength.
Thank
Superman.
You.
Robbie.
Yeah, I'm going Schefty. Schefty super speed. Bringing up the fact that he could reverse time is that's some ball knower shit from Nick. Good stuff. I think that plays a big factor as well. It's basically time travel.
That's actually a really good image. of Mraz and Superman.
That is pretty good.
So you're going to go for Schefter, Tommy?
I'm going Dungy. I think Adam Schefter is too addicted to the grind.
Yeah, of course.
Where, like, he, even if he had this power, he would still just be like, I'm still going to work for ESPN and be a reporter. Like, he can't give up what he loves. Tony Dungy, he might do a little bit of bad with these powers, but I think he's our best hope of saving humanity.
Mm-hmm. Someone who's not an ally, huh?
Yeah. I was just seeing that one comment.
Listen, I didn't put him as one of my four most trusted people in the fucking world.
Speaking of, now we have Giannis with mind control versus Brian Windhorst with heat vision. Just a horrifying thought. Tommy.
This is tough.
Wait, can you describe what heat vision is? Is that
Superman?
Like Cyclops? Let's think like Cyclops. Like
yeah, like okay.
Shooting lasers out of your eyes, yeah.
Gotcha.
I mean, Giannis, obviously, he's athletic, he's strong, but he's not like super, you know, if he's fighting super villains, I don't know if that's enough. But mind control, Brian, it would just be weird if Brian Windhorst could shoot lasers out of his eyes. Everyone would be like, okay, Brian. Not now.
I think Brian.
We get over it, I think. So I think I'll go with mind control Giannis.
One vote for mind control Giannis.
Probably. I'm going to go mind control Giannis too, because I think it almost takes away the need to fight. Like, if it's a Jedi mind trick style thing, you could just be like, hey, aliens, go back to your home planet and leave us in peace for eternity.
Do you remember the video of him with the blowjob bell?
Oh, I do. He like rang it and his girlfriend ran into the room or something?
I don't think she ran in, but I think she was yelling at him.
Gotcha. Yeah. Crazy. KB. Forgot that was him.
KB, what do you think?
I feel like mind control is the best power we have on this.
It might be.
You could just make everyone happy or sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You give me that.
Another vote for Giannis. Nick?
I mean, it depends on what's taking over the world, right? If it's like multiple waves of like aliens, if he can only do one at a time, I feel like heat vision could do more damage faster.
Interesting.
Give me Brian. Give me Brian with the laser vision.
One vote for Wendy. Danny.
Give me Giannis. Mind control, like KB said, I think that's the highest ranking superpower on our list. I feel like Brian Windhorst with heat vision is just like more of a deformity of his. Like, he doesn't even really use it. It's just something he has to deal with.
Yeah, he's like ashamed.
He has to wear the glasses. Like Cyclops.
Yeah, the goggles. Yeah. Che?
Yeah, I mean, I love Wendy, but if Giannis has mind control, he would just stop him and be like, don't do that, and move him out of the way. So I feel like Giannis would have to win that.
So that means Giannis with mind control is going to move on. Before we run through our playoffs, let's talk about Sony Pictures Classics. Sony Pictures Classics proudly presents. Why is that fucking up in my mouth? I can sound a tongue twister at all. Proudly presents. Oh, Hi, the new comedy directed by Sophie Brooks and starring Molly Gordon, who a lot of you probably know from The Bear.
Yep.
That is Carmi's girlfriend from The Bear.
Claire Bear.
Yeah. As Iris and Logan Lerman, who is like now the hottest dude in the world. He used to be like a guy who cast as a dork and is now like one of the hottest guys.
He was always a heartthrob. Yeah, but now he's
like an all-time white boy.
Yeah, he is a swagged out white boy. As Isaac and the first romantic getaway as a couple that goes awry, convinced that she's met the perfect guy, Iris gets increasingly ridiculous and irrational to prove that Isaac and her are meant to be together, including chaining him to the bed. I remember this trailer now.
Mm-hmm.
This dark romantic comedy takes on highs and lows of modern dating and the ways it makes us all a little crazy. Oh, Hi is played to laughs and sell out crowds at Sundance and Tribeca Film Festival. Hollywood Reporter says that Oh, Hi contains one of the best comedy sex scenes to grace the big screen in some time. Tommy's ears just perked up.
This actually sounds very good.
And Fandom Wire calls Oh, Hi an absolute riot, keeps the laughs running throughout. See Oh, Hi starring Molly Gordon and Logan Lerman only in theaters July 25th. Tickets are on sale right now at ohhimovie.com. That's ohhimovie.com for more info. Very excited for that. I like her too. She's really good in The Bear.
Great in The Bear.
And Logan Lerman is great.
Best sex scene ever hit film. Tommy's like, huh, that actually sounds pretty good.
something sounded cool about
it. We did pitch Superman to Glenny Balls, who said he didn't want to watch it. I was like, there's tons of boobs in it. You should check it out. Tommy was like, oh, yeah, tons of Theo Von clips.
I was like,
clips.
He saves the world and then pounds a Jimmy John's sandwich.
We were really just trying to get him to get to the theater.
That actually lines up perfect for our first matchup of the playoffs. A super intelligent Glenny Balls versus Lin-Manuel Miranda with telekinesis. Oh, I wish Glenny Balls would beat the piss out of him. Starting with you, Che.
I mean, you guys are kind of selling me on the Glennie Balls with super intelligence. Because you're right, I'm just thinking of him as Glennie Balls, but being smarter. But I have to expand my mind to think about Glennie Balls, the superhero. And I think he could do some damage and potentially save the world, so give me Glennie.
One vote for a smart Glennie Balls. Danny.
I trust Balls as well. I also don't think telekinesis is that great of a power.
I think we're sleeping on Glennie Balls. I think telekinesis is huge.
I think we're sleeping on it, too. Mm-hmm. I think it's literally the force
again,
from Star
Wars.
Again,
you can move things.
Move things with your mind, yeah.
And you can move people.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a Matilda.
Yes, kind of like that. Oh, yeah.
Matilda. Okay.
Yeah. Matilda.
Is it Professor X or no?
Yes.
Oh, he's more than... Yeah, I think... Yeah, yeah. His is strong as shit. Yeah.
He has, like, telekinesis and mind control and telepathy. He has, like, all the brain powers. So we are two votes for super intelligent Balls. Nick.
Look at how far Glennie's made it with just slightly above average intelligence.
Putting ass.
Just if they crank it up a notch to super intelligence, it's...
Yeah, he's...
Unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
He's unstoppable. I'm going Glenn.
Another vote for Glenn. KB?
You hit the nail on the head. I just can't imagine Glennie even smarter. despite the fact that Lin could presumably move him and control his body, could Lin send him to the stratosphere
in the blink of an eye?
Yeah,
but Glennie's really smart, smarter than now. So give me Glennie.
He's at least four times as smart as he is now.
Okay, wow. Okay, give me the intelligent Balls.
Super intelligent Balls. We're
talking about NBA reporters with heat vision. We're like, I can't picture an intelligent
Brian Windhorst shooting lasers out of his eyes makes more sense. Robbie.
If Glennie was as super intelligent Balls as Glennard Testicles, and 10,000 times smarter than he is now, I would still be picking Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh.
And that's all due respect to Glennie Balls. Just, there's no chance I'm ever putting the fate of humanity in Glennie Balls. I don't think he likes humanity enough to give him that power.
He would say
he should
Nashville.
Be so thankful for
yeah,
humanity.
Nashville would be untouched.
Put up a barrier just around
the Barstool Bar in Nashville. Yeah, pristine.
Yeah, he'd just be winning trivia nights at the Barstool Bar in Nashville.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the extent.
Marshmallow, the chain smokers, they're fine. The rest of us, we gotta worry.
Safe zones around every
Hooters. Certain Eagle Eye Cherry sings this song. Write it down.
Yeah. I just texted Glennie. I said, Glenn, if you were gifted the superpower of super intelligence, do you think you could save the world, and what would be the first things you'd do?
Okay.
Let's see his answer.
We'll give him an hour for that.
He's I'd probably be able to watch King of Queens at 2X speed.
Yeah, yeah. Tommy?
I'm going with super intelligent Glennie. I just hate Lin-Manuel Miranda. I quite frankly don't want to keep talking about him. I do like the idea of talking about a smart Glennie Balls.
Now we have Rico with ice powers against Mincy with the Green Lantern ring. Tommy?
Oh, God.
I think it's got to be Mincy. I just think the Green Lantern ring is so powerful. And I know Mincy's so dumb, but if we were getting... It's tough. I'd rather... But, I mean, Rico isn't, the most stand-up guy.
Well, that's what
Rico does do good in his own mind. Rico in his mind is doing the noble thing all the time.
Yeah. Correct.
Mincy doesn't really think in nobility.
No.
I'm going to go Mincy with the Green Lantern ring.
One vote for Mincy with the Green Lantern ring.
I'm going to go Rico. Again, I feel like when we go into these, I kind of pit the two against each other, and I think what would happen if they were against each other.
Oh, boy, what'd Ball say?
Glennie said, I don't think I would do much, honestly. And then he said, what even is the superpower of super intelligence? I could cure cancer, but he spelled cure C-U-R-R.
Yeah, yeah. So that's
even
perfect.
Autocorrect to that.
Yeah, you have to wave off autocorrect on that. You need to say no. I meant to spell it this way.
No, I got this.
I just sent you guys the screenshot.
After a Glennie text has to be that Popeyes worker.
Yeah. Yeah, I could cure cancer. Yeah, he's Kirk. He's one of the dumbest guys I've ever met. One of my favorite people I've ever met, but one of the dumbest for sure.
Holy shit, that's
funny. I was going to say with Mintz and Rico, if I were to put them against each other, I know that ring is off of Mincy's finger and onto Rico's in the blink of an eye. Like, mm-hmm. so fast you yes. can't believe it would make your head spin. He'd be like, oh, can I see that ring? Immediately, the ring is given up.
Yeah,
so I think I got to go with Rico.
You know what would be kind of funny is if Mincy had the power of, like, Shazam? Or, like, if you, because in the Shazam, if you say the word Shazam, you turn into Shazam. And he would just constantly accidentally turn into Shazam.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm thinking about being Shazam later. And just immediately turning into Shazam while he's, like, on the toilet or something. So two votes for Rico, one vote for, we are 1-1 right now. KB.
So Rico can just turn things to ice?
And he could generate ice and control it.
That he would, everything would just be ice, right?
If he wanted to, yeah, like, it's up to him.
That's what he would do. Would that save the world if we were all
he could like
frozen?
Well, like freeze like a meteor.
Aliens are coming down, freeze their ship. You can't use your ship anymore. It's fucking frozen. Mm-hmm. Your
but he would turn on everyone.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give me Mince. Give me Ben.
Rico would love to freeze his neighbor's pipes.
Oh, yeah. The whichever one he yeah.
The old lady in the Facebook group.
Yeah.
Two votes for Mincy, one vote for Rico. Nick.
I mean, Rico would... It's Rico. I think he can tap a rage that few humans can tap. And if there's an enemy of humanity, like, how do you think he'd act after saving the world, though?
Oh.
Would it be a world you want to live in?
No. God, no.
Yeah.
In a world of all riders.
He came up to us after the Yak.
No, I'm going Rico for sure here. Not even close.
He came up to us after the Yak, and he's like, yeah, you guys watch? I blacked out.
He would. He'd still be like, "So what are they saying on me? About what are they saying about me online?" Like after he saved the world.
Yeah. 2-2 right now, Danny.
I mean, Rico reads a bad comment, we get a new Ice Age just like that. if anyone were to beat Rico, though, I think it would be Mincy. He just always finds a way to accidentally win. Like he would accidentally like drop the ring or something, and it would kill Rico. But for most powerful, I mean, it's Rico by far. I said this from the start. I'm afraid of Rico with any power.
Mm-hmm.
So Rico needs less powers as is right now.
Fuck, I should have put Dante on this just to see. This oh, something God. Three votes for Rico, two votes for Mincy. Jay?
Yeah, I think the Green Lantern power itself is better, but I just don't think that Mincy's going to be motivated to save the world. Rico, at least, we know, has a first responder type background where he has the ability to kick it into that gear. So give me Rico.
Rico's going to move on. What do you think if you put Rico into like the Dark Knight scenario where he has to save one of the two people and it's LSU football team versus the Ole Miss football team, who do you think he ends up saving?
You mean Mincy?
Yeah.
Whoever has the cover, whoever he took.
Whoever gave him tickets to the game.
Yeah. So, Rico with ice powers versus a super intelligent Glenny Balls. This is a battle for the ages. Jay, to go into the finals.
We're here to help.
On August 21st,
we have a stowaway.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Real.
It is, trust me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance.
Mutiny. Rated R.
I mean, I feel like Rico can get got. Like yesterday he got got. I can see a world if there's a super intelligent person. Well, I guess it's tough because Glenny's literally admitting to us he's not going to do shit.
He says he has his intelligence.
Correct,
now.
Yeah.
So he's able to spell cure, presumably.
I'm picturing Bradley Cooper Limitless. Like, everything changes.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, okay. So then, I'm going to go with Glenny Balls just because he would be able to if you're a superhero type level of intelligence, you can probably outsmart Rico Bosco.
I will say, though, if it just like heightens his current personality and like who he is, it's not heightening his humanity.
He's not tit safe on Earth.
Like, right.
He doesn't become this empathetic guy, I don't think.
Yeah.
That's what worries me. I think he just gets smart but not empathetic.
Okay.
Right. He's like that's season 3, episode 9 of Entourage at the 9-minute mark.
It would be huge for the Uptown Balls.
See, you're thinking about like Captain America where like the serum enhances whatever you already are.
And he's John Walker.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
He's slicing someone's head off with the Captain America shield and being like, what? I got the shield.
Yeah, exactly. So we have one vote for super intelligent balls. Danny.
I like the thought of Glennie just having like this big pulsating vein.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Like his brain is popping out of his head.
Yeah. I'm taking powerless Rico over super intelligent Glennie today. So I'm going with Ice. What is it?
Ice Rico. Rico Iceman. Yeah. One vote for Ice Rico. One vote for super intelligent balls. Nick.
I need a super intelligent balls because like. His Instagram stories would be incredible. Every time Glennie learns a new word now, he'll put it on his Instagram story a few times, but like in all capital letters for emphasis.
C-U-R-R.
Orgasmic was one for a while. What are some other Glennie words? Like, whenever Glennie learns a new word, it's on his Instagram story, all caps. It's like, I'm trying to think of some right
now.
I know
exactly Maximus. What you're about, but I can't think of an example either.
He's got a few in his repertoire.
Yeah.
Delectable is one for like a few weeks.
Describe a food.
Yeah.
So his stories would be just incredible with these all caps, beautiful words. I'm going Glenn.
Two votes for balls. KB.
Gotta go Glenn. But yeah, like Robbie said, I don't think just having super intelligence isn't going to give him empathy, morality. It's not going to it's not going to give him discipline.
If he was super intelligent, he would probably feign not having it just to do what he's doing now because it's the best life. He would realize that he has the best life on earth.
He's just trying to use his kid to a bar.
Come on, super story. And he misspelled the word head. It's a picture of his dog with a sticker of Adam Sandler, and it says it's simply impossible to not say this in my head whenever I'm getting a stare down like this.
That's our boy.
A misspelling in an Adam Sandler sticker is just, you can't script it better. So we're all Glennie right now for the except for one vote for Rico. I believe you are up, Danny.
No.
Sorry, Che.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going Rico. Again, I view Glennie Balls with super intelligence, maybe almost a little Dr. Manhattan-ish. Just a big blue Glennie Balls, just like on Mars. Just thinking, I don't care enough to save them. Like I think he's like, I know as soon as I save them, they'll start fighting with each other and they'll get mad at me for something, so fuck them. Like, we'll give him shit sometimes and he'll just get quiet and be like, fuck you guys. No, fuck you guys. And it's like, Glennie, come on, we're giving you shit. I think super intelligence makes that worse.
I want to be clear. I wasn't even calling Glennie dumb, but Rico is just a nut.
You could call Glennie dumb, too. That's fine.
Rico is super
intelligent. Yeah, but my higher reason...
That would have been too far, Danny.
The bigger reason, you guys are underestimating Rico is superpowers.
Yeah, so I agree.
We are three for super intelligent balls, two for Rico Ice.
I mean, just imagine the peace on Earth if Glennie Balls could spell the word head. Just imagine how much better this Earth would be if he knew how to spell head in that Instagram story. I gotta go super intelligent balls.
Super intelligent balls is moving into the finals. On the other side, we have super strong Jason Mraz versus controlling the weather gay black man. Starting with you, Tommy.
I gotta go super strong Jason Mraz. Again, I think it's a huge power. It's basically Superman strength. He can't fly and obviously do the vision, all that shit. But still, he's a noble guy. And I think it would... I think he'd use it for good. So I don't know much about this gay black man, but I'm going with Jason Mraz with super strength.
I'm thinking he can jump really high like Hulk. You know what I mean? Like just do that.
Yeah, I guess because he has strong leg muscles. True. Yeah.
Except he needs he can't get mad to unleash the power. Like hearing a scat unleashes him as like the Mraz.
Maybe just singing. Maybe just the more he sings, the bigger he gets.
Yeah.
The Mraz instead of the Hulk is actually that.
The Mraz. Yeah.
Robbie.
I'm going with the Mraz, too, because if we're taking like comic book super strength, I think he could withstand a lot of weather-related incidents. Sure. Super strength, I think you could withstand getting struck by lightning. Mm-hmm. I think you could get picked up by a tornado and tossed down, and you get back up. Maybe you got a few scratches, but I'm going with the Mraz still.
Super strong Mraz, KB?
Yeah, I don't think you could say... You said he can like not only destroy people, but he can lift buildings and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give me Mraz.
Three votes for Mraz over gay black man. Nick?
Gay black man. Again.
Gay black man.
Mraz in a rout, I fear. a problematic route, but yeah, I'm going Mraz.
All Mraz right now. Danny?
Yeah, if Jason, if this is like a Hulk situation, I think you were saying it earlier, Ken Jack, I can't see Mraz getting mad enough to go Hulk, and that could be a big problem. But nonetheless, if you have super strength, you're still beating. Who was he up against?
A gay black man.
That's right. I just wanted to hear you say it.
Well, just a regular Gabriel Lackman, right?
Gabe, yes.
Yeah. Where are you from again, Ken Jack?
Long Island.
Yeah, it's got to be your accent or something then.
Jay.
Yeah, I didn't realize that super strength is like holding up buildings like Hulk type. So if it's that, then Jason Mraz is going to be a force to be reckoned with.
So Mraz is going to move on the top end. We have Mind Control Giannis versus Super Speed Schefter. God damn you, Jay. Jay, you're up.
I mean, it doesn't matter how fast you are. If Giannis has mind control, you're in the blender. So give me Giannis.
One vote for Giannis. Danny?
Much like his spin move.
Same. I think Giannis will use his powers for good, too. Give me mind control Giannis, because Adam Schefter, faster, doesn't do anything for me, really.
Two votes for mind control Giannis. Nick?
I mean, if he can move faster than Giannis can think.
Ooh.
Mm. I didn't conceive of that, that speed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Give me Schefty.
One vote for Super Schefty. Huh. KB?
What's the best? What can you do the most with insane speed?
Punching really, really, really fast.
I guess reverse time.
Oh, you can run into people?
Yeah, you can run through people. That happened in The Boys.
True.
Ran through.
Yeah. I still can't see a world where mind control just doesn't overwhelm and stop all.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't.
I do like what Nick was saying, though, because if you move faster than they can think, then they're just fucked, right?
They're fucked.
But you could still think, right? Why does it have to...
Do you have to be in the same room to read their mind?
Also, this isn't a battle between the two.
True. Keep saying that. So, yeah, it's whoever's going to save the Earth, so that's true. But that's important for whoever he's potentially facing.
I think it. Yeah. Still give me Giannis.
Three votes for Giannis. Robbie?
I'm going with Giannis, too. Of Chase picks, he's the one that I actually do trust. Like, I kind of agree that I think he would be trustworthy with powers.
So Giannis is going to win, but...
Yeah, he's noble. I'll go Giannis as well.
So Giannis with mind control versus a super strong Jason Mraz to go up in the finals against super intelligent Glenny Balls. What a bracket.
I got to go super strong Jason Mraz. I think mind control is powerful, but in like a battle and like a fight, I mean, I guess if he's controlling Jason Mraz.
I would argue there is no battle. There is no fight with mind control. You're like in a battle. Right? There's no battle if he shows up and you're like...
I know, but it's like, what control, hero do you, we want you representing disagree. Earth? I think I want Superman Jason Mraz, I think. Mm-hmm. It's just hard to conceive of the mind control thing.
I'm going to go take a peek at Jason Mraz and what he's been up to. So you're going to go with super strong Jason Mraz. Yeah. Robbie?
I'm going with Giannis. I still think the mind... I think like having a Jedi mind trick in your back pocket is the ultimate trump card.
Mm-hmm. So, oh man, he's not even wearing fedoras anymore. He's wearing snapbacks. That actually changes my perception of him a lot.
Mraz in a snapback.
I know, he's in his bad boy era.
His profile picture is him wearing, like, I think a Milwaukee Brewers. No, it's a different M. Like, it's just a snap. It's ugly. I hate it.
Yeah, it doesn't look right.
Yeah.
He looks like he's cosplaying Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. KB?
This one's brought to you by TickPick. Ever actually read a ticket receipt? Service fee? Processing fee? Convenience fee? Convenient for who? That's an extra $30 a ticket. TickPick doesn't do that. Never has, never will. No fees means the exact same seat, same section, same row. Costs less on TickPick. Fans trust TickPick for all their live events. Check the reviews yourself. So why overpay for the exact same seat? Download the TickPick app and never pay another service fee again. And for new TickPick customers, take $20 off your first order with promo code PMT20 in the TickPick app. Terms apply. That's PMT20 at checkout for $20 off your first order.
Giannis with mind control. I don't see how that wouldn't be the best possible thing.
We get a balls response.
We got another balls response.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God.
All right. I said the amount of spelling errors.
It's crazy. It's like he's drunk. He might be.
He might be wasted.
Wow. What did he say?
I said, just name like three things you do on day one. He said, I don't know. Cure cancer. The C in cure is capitalized. Build flying cars. Make transformers.
Which,
and then he said,
two and three are almost the same thing.
Then he said, shitty superpower. I have no idea. Superpower. It's spelled P-O-W-R-R, and idea is spelled I-D-D-A.
Jesus Christ, balls.
How does his phone even do that?
Oh, it's harder to do that than to spell the word right.
Yeah. You're right.
It's he must have it off, right? Like, he has to have
I asked him if he's we both asked him if he's drunk.
Got too cocky.
So we have three votes for Giannis, one vote for Mraz. Nick?
I think these guys are like titans. These are strong, damn near unbeatable beasts. And I just think it now comes down to who would not be tempted by evil.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Mraz is a purer heart than Giannis.
That's fair. We are 2-2 right now. Danny?
I mean, we're going off about mind control, but Professor X took some L's. You know, he's not undefeated. And I feel like you could sneak attack him. Like, the strongest man comes up right behind you. You knock out the guy with mind control. You got the upper hand now. I'm going to go strong Jason Mraz because I do want him representing America as well.
So you can either send like Mraz home. Unnecessary
shot at the happy or the handicapped community.
Yeah, right.
Why?
Professor X.
Yeah, Professor X taking L's.
I think they had to like buff him in the comic books and put him in a chair or else he'd have been too strong.
So we are all, you can either send Mraz home or tie it up for Giannis.
What are you going to do, Steve?
I mean, this is a guy who, obviously, he's a, you know, multi-millionaire hundreds of times over. This guy has a blowjob bell, and he is unable to control minds. Here's how the fight with, who is he fighting?
Jason Mraz.
Jason Mraz.
Super strong.
Doesn't even need a bell. Jason Mraz is sucking Giannis's dick.
Settles it.
Yeah, I guess that settles it.
Tommy, generate that on chat. ASAP.
Giannis won't be using his powers for good.
Yeah, he's forcing Jason Mraz. Super strong Jason Mraz.
I feel like Jason would. Like, he wouldn't.
He is, yeah. He is bisexual, by the way. I just found that out.
Oh, Jason Mraz is?
Yeah, it's found
didn't
that
know that. Oh. You learn something new about Mraz every day.
Mm-hmm.
The remedy is just another penis.
So it is tied up between Giannis with mind control and Jason Mraz with super strength. I think I like the idea of mind control Giannis, but I think I like Mraz better. Like the idea of him in that fedora.
Yeah.
Super, like, buffed out. Like, yeah. And I love the idea of him having to fight Glennie Balls. With super strength.
No, trying to get the bye vote.
This is a great Titans in the finals.
Then ChatGPT isn't playing ball right now.
Glennie, by the way, confirmed sober, or at least he says. He says completely sober. I don't understand what, like, a good answer to this question would be. And it is funny from his perspective, getting these insane off-the-wall questions.
Depending on how this vote goes, you may end up having to FaceTime him. So... Finals matchup, starting with you, Che. Jason Mraz with super strength versus a super intelligent Glennie Balls.
I mean, you got to think outside the box with Balls. His powers are truly going to be limitless. Is the will there? Probably not. But the potential is through the roof, so give me Glennie Balls.
One vote for Glennie Balls. Danny?
Yeah, just for selfish reasons, I would just like to give Glennie the assignment. Like, we're giving you super intelligence. Like, we want to see what you do with it. So, Glennie Balls.
That'd be fun to, like, test it out on Glennie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but
he just built a bunch of Transformers. Yeah.
And flying cars for some reason that aren't the Transformers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every woman on Earth has double D's.
Yeah. He has a spray that enhances it. Yeah.
Two of his three things that he would do with unlimited intelligence was, like, I don't know, make cars different.
Yeah.
But he did cure cancer. He said he wasn't going to be noble.
True. Yeah, true.
Two votes for Glennie Balls. Nick.
Come on. It's Balls with super intelligence. He'd be unstoppable. He's damn near unstoppable now.
That's a great point. Three votes for Glennie Balls, KB.
So if he would have the scientific and like, he would have the knowledge to build cars and Transformers, would he actually build? He still would have to build.
I think he can
do
build
labor.
Like robots to do it all for him or something. Like, that's how they do it
true.
Sometimes.
You could do that, yeah.
Conquer movies.
Glennie, he might not change anything. Like, give me Balls.
Yeah. Another vote for Balls.
Shitty super.
Listen, I think I voted against him in every round of this thing, but listen, time comes for us all. He's defeated me. He's defeated Miraz. He's defeated everyone, I think. I got to go Glenny Balls.
Another for Balls.
It's you know how Superman will just like rip open his shirt and you see the S? Yeah. When Glenny gets his powers, he just undoes one button on his shirt. It's
on his balls on the Balls beach wear, yeah.
You can already see.
Yeah, it's got to be super intelligent.
You see his
balls.
Sunday chain.
Yeah. He's going to cur cancer.
Should we give Glenny Balls a FaceTime to congratulate him?
Sure, yeah.
Give him a FaceTime.
Yeah.
I'll just call him.
Yeah, dude, put it on like one end of the phone into your headset, if that makes sense, so they can hear.
I'll just put him on speaker.
Oh, so we can hear them.
Mike will be able to hear.
Oh.
Let me interview busty women on an audio-based format.
Hey, Glenn, you're on a podcast right now. Great to hear from you.
What's up? Why what do you want about the superpower thing? I don't understand what you're even asking.
Me, Robbie, Ken, Jack, KB, Nick, Danny, Conrad, and Stephen Che. We're having a bracket of random people with superpowers. You were gifted super intelligence, and we just dubbed you as Earth's mightiest hero. You just beat super strong Jason Mraz. We were just saying.
Okay, great.
We think that a super intelligent you would be Earth's finest hero.
I can truly say I don't understand. I don't like know one thing I would do with a super intelligence.
You'd ask really insightful questions on OnlyStands.
I really don't understand what how that would really be a good superpower. But if I said maybe cure cancer would be nice. That would be cool.
Like Tony Stark. Nice. Tony Stark has super intelligence. That's his power. You would say.
Like what Robbie? What famous hero has super intelligence? Like fucking
tell him Tony
Stark.
Tony Stark.
Okay, so if I'm Iron Man, that would be cool, yeah.
All right, thanks, Glenn. Thanks,
I don't understand.
All right.
I just don't.
What does that even mean?
How would being super intelligent be good?
He's arguing with us. Like, this is a stupid fucking power you gave me.
How is that a power?
Dude, he the world's smartest
he
man.
He did concede that being Iron Man would be cool.
Cool.
He did. Yeah. He's basically saying, what would the difference be?
Yeah.
Dude, he can't even like
he's a lot smarter than he thinks.
Conceptualize being very smart. Like, he's like, I don't understand it. I can't understand
what
being is that? Smart.
What do you mean?
Like, what perks would that ever have? That's what he was saying. I don't understand how you could save the Earth with super intelligence.
Yeah, I think you're right, Nick. Like, he would like curse himself. And want to go back to his old life.
Yes. He would just try to invent a machine that would revert him.
Yeah, that'd make him dumber. Yeah. All right.
So I'm still waiting. It's taking too long. If I get the Jason Mraz,
I'll put it in the video. But yeah, so the winner of the bracket 181 is a super intelligent Glenny Balls, the ultimate savior of Earth. I think I would love to see it. If we put a chip in Glenny's brain just for a week and like make him super intelligent, I would just love to see the wonders that would come out of his brain. Outside of, I guess, just Transformers and
flying cars.
Yeah, but this isn't super intelligent Glenny Balls yet.
True.
He'd think of something
better. We don't know.
So we'll see you guys next week with a new topic.